Hey, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast called In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, there was a toe licker in Florida.
There's a hospital worker in Fort Myers, Florida. He's been arrested. He's been accused of sucking a patient's toes.
Oh, my.
Patient said they felt their right foot being touched around 11 p.m. on Monday.
That's crazy creepy.
They assumed a nurse was checking for swelling until they were touched again.
Mm-hmm.
And a third time.
Oh, no.
They felt something wet on their toes this time. And they were like, what the what?
What the heck?
And they looked up, and there he was. France Beldoran, 23-year-old.
Sucking a
toe. Down there. Sucking toes.
Man, well,
yeah.
Maybe he wanted some corns with his beans.
Oh, this, I mean, and this guy, the guy in the hospital, he's 65-year-old guy. So, I mean, this is, I mean, it's not just toes. That's
nasty.
It's old people toes.
Oh, he's eating bunion funions.
Oh! Somebody tried to heal a possum spiritually while it was dead on the road.
Get up, possum.
Police in Wisconsin Monday afternoon, they got a call that a woman was performing a spiritual ritual on a dead possum in the road.
That's not something you
so,
say every
I mean,
day.
I'm pretty sure they had to draw the straws to see who was going to go check on this crazy. No, you go do it.
She's doing a ritual on a dead possum.
So the lady, she stopped. She got out of her car when she saw the possum. She threw goldfish crackers and windshield washer fluid on the dead animal. She then pulled a Green Bay Packers lawn chair out of her car and yelled, "Repent!" at the possum.
Full blown revival right there.
Repent!
Oh, goodness.
The 911 caller said the woman's behavior was erratic.
No,
you think so? Police got the possum out of the roadway, and I guess it repented.
Well, I mean, the goldfish crackers.
I remember my preacher saying once something about goldfish crackers and windshield washer fluid.
No, I think he said Cheez-Its.
Well, I mean, they're basically the same.
Gee whiz. If that don't work, you give it Lifesavers.
Yeah. May the power of Pepperidge Farm compel you. Possum.
Get up now.
Oh, Lord.
Go walk again.
Did some picking and grinning this morning.
Yeehaw.
A special forces unit has been sent to tell terrible, awful jokes. We are that team. I'm picking.
And I am grinning.
You know something, Jason?
What's that, Tony?
I totally understand how batteries feel.
Hmm.
Yeah, I rarely ever get included in anything either.
Now, Tony, think about this.
Okay.
Every bank is a food bank.
How?
If you're a cannibal.
Jason, you ain't gonna believe this.
Probably not.
My friend got crushed by a pile of bugs.
Wow.
Yeah, he's only got his shelf to blame.
Yesterday when we drove to Crossville, somebody called me passive-aggressive.
Yeah, I was there.
I'm not passive-aggressive, unlike some people. A new episode of Social Media Theater.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
This one here is off one of those wedding pages, you know, where all the girls get on there and talk about how great their wedding day is going to be and all that stuff.
And well, then the drama hits the fan.
Oh, yeah. Nicole starts this one off. I'll play Nicole, Katie, and Danielle if you'll play Taryn and Claudia.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Nicole. So, it happened again. I've been invited to another fake wedding. Let's have a history lesson. A vow renewal is not a wedding. You get one wedding per marriage. If you want to put on a nice dress and say a few nice words to your husband, great. But you're not a bride. You don't get to have an engagement party. You don't get a shower or a bachelorette party. You don't put on a wedding dress and veil. You don't have a bridal party. You don't throw the bouquet because it's not a wedding. Calling it your real wedding because you made a choice to elope or go to a judge is an insult to the many people who marry that way and do consider it a real wedding. Your wedding day is the day you get married. Putting on a wedding dress when you're already married doesn't make you a bride. It makes you a grown woman playing a very expensive game of dress-up. This whole wedding do-over trend is tacky.
Taryn, you get one wedding per marriage.
Kate, never understood renewing vows when the point of them in the first place is that they're forever. Doesn't it devalue the vows? Can you take stuff out you didn't like the first time? I know I originally said for richer or poor, but I'm renewing my vow, so I'm just going to say for richer now. Thanks, bye.
Claudia? Maybe they didn't have the money to have the party they wanted, and now they can. Live and let live. This post just butthurt, Becky.
Danielle. Dang. Who died and made you the mayor of Wedding Town? Pour a glass of pinot or pumpkin spice, whatever your poison and cheer.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Here's today's word of the day.
It's a health condition.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Cryorrhea. Cryorrhea is when a woman's mascara mixes with tears and creates a thin roofing tar material. Cryorrhea.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She said, "We've lost our spark." Then she tased him. This shocking news seemed to amaze him.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And here's today's real good. You know those guys that spend like all day, every day in the gym, and they're unnecessarily huge. You know what I mean? And they're
beast.
just like they are the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes that much muscle is necessary. This couple in Michigan, they got into a nasty car crash last Thursday. They were in a Jeep Cherokee, but if you look at the pictures, you can't tell because, I mean, it's mangled, okay?
Oh, bad wreck.
The woman in the passenger seat was able to get out of the SUV, but the guy in the driver's seat, he got pinned.
Panic.
He was hanging halfway out of the window and couldn't move because he was pinned between the Jeep Cherokee and the speed limit sign.
Oh.
Well, four people tried to push the car so he could get out, but the car wouldn't budge. Then here come Ryan Belcher, who happens to be one of those huge dudes, a professional power lifter. He weighs 350 pounds, squats 950 pounds,
Jeez,
and can bench press 500 pounds.
What?
He saw the Ellen need to move the SUV just a few feet, so he reached in through a broken window, started lifting and pushing at the same time, and moved it.
Gosh.
So they could pull the guy out. Paramedics got him to the hospital. It was a serious injury, but he survived. Ryan went to go see him at the hospital the next day, too.
What
so
a man.
Ryan's obviously a really good dude,
yeah.
too. So that's really awesome.
They needed a Hulk there, and the good Lord put him a Hulk
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Ryan Belcher, you are
real good.
All right. That wraps up the podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening to it. Be sure to share and subscribe. That'd be awesome. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.